Snipers, you have to see what's happening in the Bitcoin price right now, because check this out. For those that have heard about the UST stablecoin depegging from the US dollar, I just got this new news showing that the Luna Foundation has emptied their wallet. They had a remaining 28,000 Bitcoin and they have just emptied their wallet. Why is this important? Well, today we saw Bitcoin come and test 30,000 US dollars. And at some point, UST depegged from the US dollar. I'm sure you guys have heard about what happened. And the Luna Foundation guard that has been accumulating Bitcoin began to tap into their reserves. And now they have completely emptied their reserves. And if we look at UST, you can see it is still depegged from the US dollar. I will be monitoring this for you snipers, but this means we have to practice extra caution until and if we get the UST token repegged, because until then, we could see Bitcoin sell off further due to the LFG selling off its Bitcoin. But check out the charts. The two exact price levels that we talked about yesterday, if you guys watched our game plan, is exactly where Bitcoin decided to stop, between 30,000 US dollars, which is Michael Saylor's average entry for MicroStrategy, and 32,000 US dollars, which is Elon Musk's average entry for Tesla. And so here's what we need to expect, snipers. At this point, we are still playing inside of this large range. The daily candle yesterday looks like there still could be some continuation to the downside. And so we have to practice extra caution here. If you took long positions, ensure that you're taking profits along the way from 30,000. Because if we see further downside, the next level of support is 25,000 US dollars. But for those that tuned into our video yesterday, you know, all throughout this range, I am going to be dollar cost averaging long-term spot positions into Bitcoin. I certainly dollar cost averaged into Bitcoin when we came below 32,000 today, all the way down to 30,000 US dollars, exactly as I told you guys I would do yesterday. And so Bitcoin is still very fragile. It's very sensitive right now, especially with all of the drama going on with UST. If you look at the Bitcoin to USD pairing, you can see it's trading at $41,300. That means that people are really trying to get out of UST right now, maybe with the fear that it might not get repegged. Some good news though, the DXY starting to calm down. I wouldn't say it's confirmed a reversal, but you can see it's down 0.2%, S&P 500 up 0.5%. Obviously, equity markets also sold off. Remember, what we're expecting right now over the next few days is for the NASDAQ to flirt around the 600-day moving average. And if it just spends a couple days here, that could be the early indication that just like in 2020, it could start to see a reversal here at the 600-day moving average, just like what happened in 2020. And then another very interesting puzzle piece that I want to show you guys is this gold to Bitcoin chart. It actually broke major resistance. And that is very interesting because this is in a macro bearish trend. The further down this goes, the stronger Bitcoin is against gold. But right now you can see it broke this major resistance. Does that have to do with the Luna Foundation guard selling off their Bitcoin? Who knows? It would be interesting to find out what happens over the next 24 to 48 hours with the UST pegging. The Ethereum to Bitcoin chart showing some very strong buy volume on the daily chart. And so now we're getting even more puzzle pieces that are on the bullish end, especially with the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart showing strength. That's very good. You can see it's still above its 20-week moving average, not in a bearish trend, the Ethereum to Bitcoin chart. And that is important because it's a leading indicator for all other altcoins. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Congratulations to those that watched our video yesterday. I was very clear on our game plan. We were watching that $30,000 to $32,000 level, talking about Michael Saylor and Elon Musk having their average prices there being a floor for Bitcoin. And so let's see what happens. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what's happening with UST in the comments below, snipers. It's very interesting. This is really the first time an $18 billion stablecoin that's now worth a lot less than that has depegged from the US dollar. We've seen it happen with the stablecoin for Waves and a lot of other smaller ones, but this is one of the largest ones that have depegged. Usually algorithmic stablecoins do depeg, but this looks like a little bit of a tough scenario for Luna Terra. Let's see what happens. Luna is also selling off because of this, as well as their protocol governance token with Anchor Protocol, where a lot of the USD was being staked. So this is a developing story. I will update you guys if I hear anything significant about it. I think that what we'd like to see is for USD to get repegged to the US dollar so that we do not have to have the fears that the LFG is going to sell off Bitcoin to get that peg back to a dollar. So the faster we can get there, the better, in my opinion. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below, snipers. Continue to dollar cost average inside of this range between 25,000 and 35,000. I definitely believe this is the accumulation zone that we've been waiting for. At least this is the one I've been waiting for, especially with Elon Musk and Michael Saylor having their average price here. It's a no-brainer to be entering into long-term positions at this level. Still be very careful with leveraged positions, especially with what's happening with LFG. Until that can weather away, we have to practice caution, snipers. I just want to be very clear. So let's see what happens. Until next time, I will see you guys later. Smash like button for the YouTube algorithm if you support these midnight updates. And we'll see what happens with LFG. I'll keep you guys updated. Snipers.